जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बालभा गिरि वरदहारी गोपीरन बालभागिरि वरदहारी यशोद नन्दना व्रजन यशोद नन्दना व्रजगन राञ्जना यमुना तीरावन च यमुना तीरावन च Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, राम राम हरे हरे जय प्रभु परा प्रभु परा प्रभु परा प्रभु परा जय ओम विष्णु पार परमहंस परिराज के चरे सदर सत सी सी माति रानी गोस्वामी जी बांग ग्रेस ऐसी भक्त अंत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इंद्र की
जय
हरि नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की
जय
निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद टुडे वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला 20th चैप्टर द लॉर्ड इंस्ट्रक्ट सनातन गोस्वामी And we are reading text 4, 5, and 6. Text number 4 is displayed.
Patripana sanatan anandita haila.
Patripana sanatan anandita haila.
Yavan rakshak pasha kahite lagila. Patripana sanatana anandita haila Yavana rakshaka pasha kahite lagila Patripana sanatana anandita haila Yavana rakshaka pasha kahite lagila
Patripana.
Patripana.
Receiving the note.
Receiving the note.
Sanatan.
Sanatan.
Sanatan Goswami.
Sanatan Goswami.
Anandita Hoila.
Anandita Hoila.
Became very pleased.
Became very pleased.
Yavana.
Yavana.
Meat eater.
Meat eater.
Rakshaka.
Rakshaka.
The superintendent of the jail.
Superintendent of the jail.
Pasha.
Pasha.
Before.
Kohite
Logilo began to say. Translation. When Sanatana Goswami received this note from Rupa Goswami, he became very pleased. He immediately went to the jail superintendent, who was a meat eater, and spoke as follows. Text 5. Tumi eka jindapira mahabhagyavan ketaba korana shastre achetomargyan. Sanatana Goswami told the Mohammedan jailkeeper, "Dear sir, you are a saintly person and are very fortunate. You have full knowledge of the real scriptures, such as the Quran and similar books." Text 6. Eka bandi chai diyadi nija dharma dekhiya sansara hoite tare mukta karena goshana. If one releases a conditioned soul or imprisoned person according to religious principle, he himself is also released from material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. It appears from this statement that Sanatana Goswami, who was formerly a minister of the Nawab, was trying to cheat the Mohammedan superintendent. A jail superintendent had only an ordinary education, or practically no education, and he was certainly not supposed to be very advanced in spiritual knowledge. However, just to satisfy him, Sanatana Goswami praised him as a very learned scholar of the scriptures. The jailkeeper could not deny that he was a learned scholar, because when one is elevated to an exalted position, one thinks oneself fit for that position. Sanatana Goswami was correctly explaining the effects of spiritual activity, and the jailkeeper connected his statement with his release from jail. There are innumerable conditioned souls rotting in the material world, imprisoned by Maya, under the spell of sense gratification. The living entity is so entranced by the spell of Maya that in conditioned life, even a pig feels satisfied. There are two kinds of covering powers exhibited by Maya. One is called Prakshepatmika, and the other is called Avaranatmika. When one is determined to get out of material bondage, the Prakshepatmika Shakti, the spell of diversion, impels one to remain in conditioned life fully satisfied by sense gratification. Due to the other power, Avaranatmika, a conditioned soul feels satisfied, even if he's rotting in the body of a pig or a worm in stool. To release a conditioned soul from material bondage is very difficult, because the spell of Maya is so strong. Even when the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself descends to deliver conditioned souls, asking them to surrender unto him, the conditioned souls do not agree to the Lord's proposals. Therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami said, somehow or other, if one helps another gain release from the bondage of Maya, he is certainly recognized immediately by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text 69, Nachatasman manusheshu kashime priyakritamaha bhavita nachame tasmad anyak priyataro bhuvi. The greatest service one can render to the Lord is to try to infuse devotional service into the heart of the conditioned soul, so that the conditioned soul may be released from conditional life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnava is recognized by his preaching work, that is, by convincing the conditioned soul about his eternal position, which is explained here as Nija Dharma. It is the living entity's eternal position to serve the Lord. Therefore, to help one get released from material bondage is to awaken one to the dormant understanding that he's the eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Svarupa Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. This will be further explained by the Lord himself to Sanatana Goswami. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripadam aham vande Sri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. So with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, first from yesterday's class, a note from our editors. We have been edited. It was not Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his invocation to the prayers of the Vedas personified, Mama Ratnavanik Bhavam Ratnani Aparichinvataha Hasanto Santo Jiremi Nasvasvanta Vinodakrit. The saintly devotees may laugh at me for becoming a jewel merchant, though I know nothing about precious jewels. But I feel no shame, for at least I may entertain them. So this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and not as quoted Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. So here we are in a very interesting section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Lord is starting his instructions to Sanatana Goswami. We know there are five great discourses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which also make up the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. What are they? Work with me, people.
Rupa Shiksha.
Rupa Shiksha, thank you. What else? Whoa, one. Prakashananda Saraswati. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. Ramananda Roy. And this one, Sanatana Shiksha. So this is basically what the teachings of Lord Chaitanya consist of. These are the five great samvadas, or five great discussions. And this is the intro, the prelude. So Sanatana Goswami received a note from his brother that said, you want to hear his note?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, just check. It stated, Yadupate kwa gata maturi, matura puri, ragupate kwa gadotara koshala, iti vichintya kurushramanakstiram, nasat idang jagat iti avadharaya. Where has the Mathura Puri of Yadupati gone? Where has the northern Koshala of Raghupati gone? By reflection, make the mind steady, thinking, this universe is not eternal. Did you get it? You got the message? Where has the Mathura Puri of Yadupati gone? Where has the northern Koshala of Raghupati gone? By reflection, make the mind steady, thinking, this universe is not eternal. That's why they were ministers and we are not. Because they get this. For us, it's a little cryptic, a little esoteric. But Sanatana Goswami, being very intelligent, he understood the message. And he understood that it was time to get out of jail. So he made a plan of how to get out of jail. And how did he do that? He addressed the jail superintendent and he praised him. He called him a gentleman and a scholar, said that you're very educated in all the revealed scriptures, especially your scripture, the Quran. And therefore, you're a saintly person and you are very fortunate. Now, Prabhupada explains in his purport that if a person is put to an elevated position, very rarely will they disagree. Have you noticed when somebody is elevated or praised? Very rarely they will disagree. Just like when Sanatana, how he got into this trouble was that he did not want to engage in his government duties anymore. So instead of going to the office, he would just stay home and discuss Bhagavatam with an assembly of learned sadhus. And when the king found out about it, he threw him in jail because he was upset. He was deeply upset with him, yet his work continued to go on even while he was studying the Bhagavatam, because the kayastas, or the secretaries, the clerical staff, they very eagerly took up his role and his position. In fact, later on, one of them was made in charge for his services. So we can see that there is this upward mobility in the material world where everybody is trying to get to some position and assume responsibility. So Sanatana Goswami was in jail, and after some time he got this note from his brother Rupa Goswami, and he made a plan and he executed it very diligently. So first he praised the jailkeeper. Then later on, we're not going to describe now what's going to happen later on, because we don't want to ruin the plot. Then he says that if one releases a conditioned soul or an imprisoned person according to religious principles, he himself is also released from material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, before we get into the meaning of this, this is transcendental fraud. This is transcendental trickery or cheating that is being shown here by Sanatana Goswami. Why is it transcendental? Because he's not doing it for a selfish reason. He doesn't have an agenda or motive on his own. In fact, whether he's chanting Hare Krishna and studying Bhagavatam in jail or at home or with other devotees, for him, it's pretty much the same thing. Yet, he got the note that it's time to get out of your situation because Lord Chaitanya is there and he's ready to meet you. So you should go there and get his instruction and then implement his instruction. In other words, there is a service opportunity. Because Sanatana saw the service opportunity, he took this strategy of extracting himself from the prison situation to be able to go and perform service. Which shows that sometimes, for the sake of service, we have to do things that may seem objectionable from a mundane point of view. Just like now you may question, why is the temple room so empty? Where is everybody? They're already in the cars going to St. Augustine. So for the sake of service, they're not attending class, but they're going to do service. So that requires that we see the bigger picture, that we understand the context. Otherwise, if we judge something just by the details, it will never do justice to the situation. We'll speak a little bit more on this in just a while. So he is buttering up the Mohammedan superintendent of the jail, and he's praising him, he's glorifying him. And then later on, of course, what comes after praise? No. Has it ever happened to you that somebody came to you and praised you, glorified you? Has this ever happened to you?
They want something in return.
Usually there's a hook, right? There's that, okay, you're so great. That's what prayer is, right? You go in front of the Lord and you say, Krishna, you're so great. Second thing, I'm so fallen. Third thing, ami lagbe. I need, please give me, right? That's how it works. So as soon as we become praised in this world, we should understand there is usually a hook. There's usually some intention behind it. Yet here, it is for a transcendental purpose. Sanatana Goswami is doing this in order to fulfill the desire. As it is stated, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Svapadantikam. Rupa Sanatana, they intimately understood the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and were ready to sacrifice everything in order to execute that desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the purport, in this beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada elaborates on the predicament of the conditioned soul in the material world, which is identifying with the body and the senses and has pretty much surrendered to any situation, however abominable it might be. Now, whether one is in the possession of Indra, or the position of a hog, or a worm in stool, the mind convinces the living entity that this is just perfect. Everything is just fine. You're doing great. You're doing fantastic. And they're cheering each other on. And in this way, in this mutual admiration society, they're spending countless lifetimes being entrapped by the bodily concept of life. Under the avaranatmika, the covering and potency, and the prakshepatmika shakti, the pulling down potency of the Lord, which are very powerful. Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratya mameva ye prapadyante mayang etang tarantite. This is daivi maya. This is divine. This energy is not easy to overcome. Only a person who has surrendered to the Lord can actually overcome the Lord's external energy. So, Sanatan is telling that somehow or other, one should help others to gain release from this bondage of Maya. Somehow, one should help others to get free from this material predicament. Now, what does this entail? That you yourself have to be free. Otherwise, if you're bound, how can you free somebody else? It just doesn't work. So, that necessitates that we apply ourselves to this process of bhakti, and we take up this Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartameka Purusha Purana, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari Kripambudiryastva Maham Prapadye, that we apply ourselves to this process of transcendental practice of bhakti yoga, which will free us from the bondage of Maya. Then, to the extent that we have embraced this practice, to that extent we can help others. Of course, we can share the message with one and all, yet when people are looking for guidance, they're looking for help, we can only extend our guidance and our help to the extent that we have taken guidance and taken help. Just like to the degree that I have taken shelter, to that degree I can extend shelter to others. Because you can't give what you don't have. Does that make sense so far?
Yes. Mahaprabhu said
that. Yes. Where does he say that?
In Ajinda chapter 4. Apani achari dharma jitya sikai, apani na koile dharma sikana na jai. What you cannot see within you, you cannot see in others. First you have to see here, then transmit.
Thank you. First we have to see it, and seeing it means experiencing it. It is pratyaksha, it is direct experience. If we don't have that experience, if it's just theoretical, we read it somewhere, but we have not applied it, there's no real realization, it won't have the same impact. People will not really be that much moved by it. And then we extend it to others. Now, a devotee is recognized by their preaching work. It is not an external thing. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kenano ye krishna tattvaveta se guru hoy. In Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, 500 some years ago, the misconception was that you have to be a grihastha to be a guru. Isn't it funny? Huh? Because traditionally, the grihasthas were the gurus. They were the teachers, the pandits, the ones who were instructing. The sannyasis, they would roam and travel and preach. They would not get involved very intimately with what goes on in the village. They were itinerant mendicants, detached. What is the misconception today? You have to be a sannyasi to be a guru. Have you heard that before? Have we seen that in our movements? It's a myth, right?
Yeah.
But the myth is alive and well. So, but Mahaprabhu himself said, Kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kena noi, ye krishna tattaveta se guru hoi. You can even be a renunciate and be a guru. You don't have to be a grihastha. It is possible to be a guru as a sannyasi. Or you can also be a renunciate. Or you can be a shudra, a simple laborer. Ye krishna tattvaveta se guru hoi. If you know the true nature of Krishna, tattva, that comes up also in janma karma chame divyam evang yoveti tattvataha tyakta deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. If you know the truth about Krishna's appearance, his activities, his pastimes, you won't have to take birth again in this world. So if we know Krishna tattva, then you can be a guru, you can be a teacher. That is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, of course, we can make it something else according to our own agenda, but that is not really conducive. So Mahaprabhu also said, Bharata Bhumite Mahoila Manusha Janma Jar Janma Kari Sartaka Karikara Para Upakar. That this para upakar, this greatest work of munificent charitable activity, should be taken up by all, especially those who have taken birth in India. This is the heritage, this is the birthright, this is the sacred duty. And he's extending that order to one and all. Yare deke tarikaha Krishna upadesh, amara gyan guruhana tarai desh. That wherever you are, whoever you are, tell the people about Krishna Upadesh. Tell them about Krishna. Not about politics, not about your new business plan, not about your own glorious idea or project, but Krishna Upadesh. Tell them about Krishna. Then in this way, you can help them to elevate them and to bring them closer to Krishna. So, transcendental fraud is coming up periodically, just like we saw when Srila Prabhupada started this movement. He posted the rules after the first initiation. First he gave initiation, and then next day he posted it on the wall of the temple, on the door of the temple room. It said, by the way, all initiates have to follow four regulative principles. Da 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 da. He laid it out. Because he thought that if I tell them before, they will just ask, Swamiji, when is your boat going back to India? They would not be agreeable to these rules. So it was a transcendental trickery. Say, Mukunda Maharaj writes that he was attracted to the Swami, and he wanted to go to the West Coast, so just before leaving, while he was on his way out the door, Prabhupada said, yeah, and when you're out there west, open a center. That was just his remark as he was walking out the door. And he thought, I'm going west, you know, with my girl, and I'm going to do a few things. And he had his own plan, he had his own idea of what he wanted to do. But Prabhupada just kind of inserted there the mission. By the way, when you're out there, just open a center, okay? And the rest is history. So, in a similar way, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was the son of Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, who were the greatest landowners in that area, he was kept captive by his family in different ways. They were golden shackles, and there were also other types of shackles that kept him. Yet one night, just before the dawn, his family priest, Nandanacharya, asked him to go and talk to a pujari who had given up his seva, his service for puja, and to convince him to take up that service again. And they both wanted to walk to that house, and Raghunath told Nandanacharya, oh, you don't have to come, I will go and do it. And what did he do? he ran away. He didn't do what he promised to his family priest. He ran off to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now this is transcendental fraud, transcendental trickery. So sometimes you can break a rule in order to follow a higher rule. What is the higher rule? To please the Lord, to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in order to do that, he had to break a lesser rule of following the instruction and keeping his word to his family priest. And it was okay. It was forgiven. It's not that like Nandanacharya would curse him or get upset with him, because he understood that this is what he needed to do. In a similar way, when Srila Prabhupada was in London, some Indians said they had some deities that they wanted to show him. They wanted to show them to him, which can mean many things. And Prabhupada went there and he looked at the deities, and Radharani had some, there was some crack in the hand, in the finger. So they thought, we cannot worship this deity because there's some flaw. But Prabhupada wasn't sure, do they want to sell it or do they want to, what's their intention? So he just said, we take him. And the devotees were just carrying them out into the van, and the people were,
wait,
I mean, let's discuss, let's negotiate. And Prabhupada was, no, we take them, everything's fine. Huh? And he just kidnapped them and put them in the van, and they drove off. And as they were around the corner, he said, stop the car. And he got out and he offered prayers to Sri Sri Radha London Ishwar. So Prabhupada kidnapped them. Transcendental fraud, transcendental trickery. Now, I know what your minds are thinking. Oh, okay, he's doing this. I can do this too, right? Huh? And believe it or not, many of us have tried, and many of us have failed. So, when we venture into this domain of transcendental trickery, we have to make sure that we assess our motives and that we take guidance from our spiritual guides. Just like here, Sanatana Goswami, he got the message, he got the note from Rupa. It's time, make a move, go, now. And he did, he followed this indication. Yet sometimes we have our own agenda, we try to avoid to do something, just like in the case of Gopinath Patanayak, who was employed by the king, collecting taxes on his behalf, but not giving it all to the king, but keeping more than he should have for himself, and he got into trouble. He got into even deeper trouble when he made some funny remark about the king's son, the prince, and he was to be executed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that the property of the king is more sacred than the property of God. So he has gotten himself into trouble. I cannot help him. So we should not think that, okay, I'm a devotee, therefore I can do whatever I want because I'm engaged in devotional service. Have you ever heard this statement before? Never. Have you ever made that statement before ourselves? So therefore it's important that we act under guidance and we really examine our motives. Lord Nityananda cheated Lord Chaitanya, right after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and he was on his way, and Nityananda told to the cowher boys, when this dancing and chanting person, Chaitanya, when he comes, you send him in the other direction, okay? Send him towards Navadvip, towards Mayapur. Don't send him towards Vrindavan. And that's exactly what they did, because they followed the instructions of Nityananda. So Mahaprabhu went, and he came to the river, and he thought it's the Jamuna, and he jumped in. And all of a sudden, there was Advaitacharya in a boat there. And he was a little puzzled. Like, I'm in Vrindavan. Why is Advaitacharya here on a boat? Advaitacharya was there. And Advaitacharya said, "Oh my Lord, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan." And actually, there, the Ganges and the Jamuna flows together. So he actually took bath in the Jamuna. So nothing was wrong with that. Yet Lord Nityananda had, through transcendental trickery, diverted the Lord to go to Mayapur in order to facilitate the last meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sachimata and the devotees of Mayapur, Navadvip. That was his desire. And the Lord complied. He went along with it, with the plan of his devotee. And Advaitacharya, he brought dry garments, kopins, and then there was feast, and there was reunion, and a lot of wonderful activities. So we see there are many cases. Also, Vamanadev, he cheated Bali Maharaj. There was definitely transcendental trickery involved, because under the pretext of taking 3 steps of land, he not only took everything, but he also humiliated, insulted, and then exalted and glorified his devotee, which is the Lord's kindness and the Lord's mercy. Srila Prabhupada often remarked that in his own life, he also had to apply this principle of transcendental trickery and extricate himself out of the situation where he was in. When he got the sign, when he got the clear indication that this situation was not conducive, it was not really helping his mission, then he took up that path of renunciation, even though it was not appreciated by many. And we know most of us have been in a situation, not exactly the same, but in similar situations where we had to use some means to extricate ourselves from our situation in order to take up devotional service wholeheartedly. Has anyone of you experienced that in their own lives? That some of your friends, relatives, family members were not that agreeable, not that supportive of your decision to take to Krishna consciousness? I think it resonates with... And we had to do what we had to do in order to accomplish that. Even at the moment, it seemed quite stark and quite daring, because that taking that leap of faith, that leap of surrender, we don't know, okay, I'm going to leap, but where I'm going to land. It wasn't really all clear and chalked out. I remember I was going to school, and I got introduced to Krishna consciousness, and I met some amazing personalities that were not only very knowledgeable, but they were very liberal, very generous with their time and their affection. And it had a deep impact on me. I read first canto in Bhagavad Gita while still going to school. Yet there were many words and concepts and ideas I couldn't really understand, so I just had to call every week to the temple, and there was three devotees, Amatattva, Goralila, and Rajavidya, and they were always available to answer my many questions. So then my mother wanted me to finish ninth grade, but I wanted to join for the December marathon because I heard that this is the greatest thing that exists, to go on the marathon. And she said, you have to finish the school year, which ends in spring. And I decided, no way, this is not going to happen. So I had to aggravate and escalate the situation. You know, when they escalate your case, when you have some issue. And I refused to eat her food, and I made a lot of kirtan, offered a lot of incense, and became quite contrary to the peaceful family situation. Till one day she said, all right, you can go to the temple, but you have to go to the temple right now. You have to leave right now. And I said, sure, you just have to sign here. Because I was 15 years old, and the temple said that you can't move in unless you have authorization of your parents. And somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, she signed. And I called the temple, they came in the van and picked me up. Luckily for me, also she had a counselor that she was seeing that told her that, look, if you don't allow him to join the devotees, he will do it anyway and he will hate you for it all his life. But if you allow him, then he will go, but he will always come back to you. Just like citing his own case, he said, I went to Pune, I joined Rajneesh, he was there with the Oshos and did the whole thing. And now I'm a psychologist and a counselor and, you know, everything's fine. So he will also go and do his thing, and then he will come back to you and everything will be fine. And that made perfect sense to her. I said, just sign here and I'll be right back. I'll just go and check it out and I'll come right back to you. And that's exactly what happened. Now she's happy, she's proud. But it took a while. So sometimes we have to break the hearts of our near and dear ones in order to do what we have to do to serve Krishna. It is to be expected. It's not just there in Shastra. It's there in every one person's life. But that means we have to have our priorities aligned. What is it that we want to accomplish in this world? What is my main objective? What am I really looking forward to do? Is it to please Krishna and the mission of the spiritual master to help to try to liberate the fallen conditioned souls? Or is it to try to build my own little Ponzi scheme, my own little shop here in this world? So that question has to be asked periodically, because the mind is a rascal and is always trying to contrive and to build its own little fiefdom, its own little kingdom of control. And what comes next? Why do you want to control?
I want to enjoy, Lord.
You want to enjoy, you're right. But first you want to control, because you think if the environment is controlled, then I can really enjoy, right? I need to have control over the situation. So here Sanatana Goswami is employing this technique of transcendental trickery. And as we are about to hear in coming verses, he is sparing no effort and no cost. He's risking it all in order to meet his beloved Lord and to fully dedicate himself to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are our acharyas, these are our role models, and we can extract the essence from this story and apply it in our own lives. And in this way, we will also become empowered. We will also become blessed by their potency that we can do the right thing. Hare Krishna. We have time for a couple of questions or reflections.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your enlightening class. I was thinking, like you were saying, that we all have performed transcendental trickery when we came to Krishna consciousness, and you're citing so many examples. The question came to my mind is that how do we apply in this stage of our life, you know, in my own life, having children, grandchildren, or whatever, and to make that extra step towards Krishna like we have done when we were young. There's certainly transcendental trickery is important, I think. It's almost for our mind at this stage, you know, maybe previously it was, you know, tricking our family members, but maybe we need to trick ourselves or ourselves to move, take a big jump towards Krishna. You have some thoughts on that?
Yes, thank you for bringing out this important point. It is mentioned that when a lady has a paramour, she's doing her duties very diligently so that no one suspects. So it doesn't mean that we stop fulfilling our duties and our roles and our obligation, but we know what is the hierarchy of priorities. Who do we truly pursue? Who do we truly want to attain? And as you have mentioned, to trick ourselves, to trick our own mind, who has convinced us that whatever situation we're in is just fine, or in fact, we need to get deeper into our situation in order to find true happiness, fulfillment, and shelter. But to understand that, no, I need to transcend. And that is it's a moment-to-moment alignment. It's a moment-to-moment meditation and dedication that is very much required. So it's not really just about changing externals, because the external form of renunciation or detachment may or may not manifest, but the internal form is really what's important. That's really where it's at. So the mind always has this idea, yeah, okay, so now if I live in a different place, if I wear a different dress, if I have a different title, then everything's going to be perfect, right? But there's a problem there. What's that problem? That the mind travels with us. So wherever we go, we're already there. Because it's the same mind. So unless I change my mind, unless I change my heart, unless I change my attitude, how much have I really changed? Not that much, right? Otherwise, we keep busy with changing externals and we get just absorbed in logistics rather than getting to the core essence of it, which is full dedication, atmanivedana, full surrender, sharanagati, which can happen in any stage or in any situation of life. Just like we saw, Bali Maharaj, it's not like he became a sannyasi. In fact, he got more responsibility later on by the Lord's mercy. Does that help? You're welcome. Any other reflections?
I was contemplating when you mentioned that we also come to Krishna.
Yeah. You cannot hear.
And then I was thinking, like, Technically, in Tattva, because you mentioned very nice point that how we should understand Krishna in Tattva, and you quoted Janma Karma Chanadipa. The completeness, the idea of completeness, Krishna is eternally, independently complete. But the soul, even for a wrong reason, if they depend on Krishna, they come and approach, is still better than if they don't come at all, or don't come to Krishna, or don't care. That is bad.
Yes, any interaction with Krishna is favorable, and there is arto jigyasur artarti gyanischa bharatarshava. There is, for all reasons, as long as you go into the right place, you're fortunate, you're a pious soul. Yet we're talking here from a perspective of practitioners that we should try to evolve. Yes. We may have come for various reasons, but we should upgrade our agenda. And that is always possible. That is always possible. But it requires introspection and peer assessment and refinement. So
I was thinking, like, the materially, people think they are complete in themselves if they have more material matter. And that's illusion. Rather, yes. I would say the soul is never complete. Their completeness is dependent upon it.
Yes, that is our eternal position. That we have to be aligned, we have to be in connection with Krishna. Otherwise, we'll never be satisfied, we'll always be incomplete. Thank you. I'd like to stop, unless there are other questions or comments. And I just finish with a verse from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. This is from Sri Keshava Bhattacharya, and it is a prayer to Krishna. And he's saying, the opportunity for us to converse is quite remote. All right, let it be. The possibility to embrace you is also out of the question. So be it. But again and again, I prostrate before you and beg you to please remember to write my name in the list of your nearest and dearest.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
Can you mind reading it again?
Yes. The opportunity for us to converse is quite remote. All right, let it be. The possibility to embrace you is also out of the question. So be it. But again and again, I prostrate before you and beg you to please remember to write my name in the list of your nearest and dearest. From Sri Keshava Bhattacharya, from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. So thank you all for your kind.
Thank you, Navinanda Prabhu ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Today's Rath Yatra in St. Augustine. If you're not yet there or on the way, safe travels to St. Augustine. Happy Rath Yatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Sanatana Goswami ki jai. Sri Rupa Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Jai Gaur Premanand.